The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithe of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. As we approach the end of our calendar year, we also are approaching the end of our liturgical year, which ends usually a month before December 31st, whether it's the last Sunday of November or the first Sunday of December, when we begin the season of Lent. And you gotta notice that the themes of our reading, especially our gospel readings, gotta switch more to talk about the second coming of Christ and the judgment day. And we need to be preparing ourselves for that day when we meet Christ face to face. And St. Paul, in today's first letter, tells us a lot of things about that day. Number one, he tells us that God is not a partial judge. It doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Greek, Catholic or not Catholic, rich or poor, old or young, God judges everyone the same standards. And what's that standard? It's the standard of truth. God is not sitting on the throne and saying, "Well, you know, Albert, I didn't like you, so you're not going to go to heaven." But God is going to be there and kind of open our eyes so we can see really what did we do during our life in this world. Both Jesus and St. Paul are clear in saying that what we do in this life will impact what kind of judgment we will receive. And we will be judged by the truth. We all heard the expression, like some people say, "My whole life flashed before my eyes." In a way, that's what's going to happen. Truth, the truth of all our actions will be revealed. And we'll recognize those times then when we did not act of love, when we act selfishly, knowing what we are doing, when we didn't live by the truth of God, but chose our own truth. And that's what will judge us. It's our own actions, what we knew when we were doing those actions, and the truth. And that's why we need to live our lives today in a way that prepares us for that second coming of Jesus. That's what we would do today is important. Do we take time to reflect on our actions? Are they in accordance with the truth? Do we know what is the truth of Jesus? Do we accept that the Catholic Church, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, always proclaimed the truth of the gospel? Not because the bishops or the Pope are perfect or they don't sin. We're all sinners. But because that's Christ's promise for us to find our way to heaven. If we don't know the truth, how are we going to get to heaven? And Jesus guarantees that the truth will always be proclaimed and taught within his people. So today, as we, you know, listen to these readings, maybe take a few moments and kind of reflect on your life, on your actions. Do we look at before you act on something or make a decision? Do you consider whether that's really what Jesus is calling you to do or not? Are you preparing yourself to that inevitable day, the day of Jesus' second return?